onto the counting house. The absolutely stunningly gorgeous.
You build it up every time.
Annette Bunn of Rift Accounting. Hello, Nettie. How are you?
I'm good, good, good.
I haven't seen you for ages, despite you stalking me and all that earlier. But
I see you every month.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. But it's
here.
Not often enough.
I know. But it's, that would just mean we had to sponsor you even more.
So. That's true. And I'm not averse to that, to be honest.
Right, but one of us might be.
I'm easily bought, you know. I'm easily bought. Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show in the Counting House. And you're going to introduce us in a moment to another one of your very interesting and exciting guests. And I want you to give us a bit of background, not just to young Matt here, but to generally, we were talking about this off air, and generally what you're trying to do here in terms of introducing people via the auspices of this world-beating radio show.
I think the important thing here is, Paul, we've got so many local businesses that are doing really, really well, but they're under the radar.
Right.
And they're doing well. Mm. A lot of people don't know about them.
Absolutely.
And you and I have discussed so many times that there are, don't get me wrong, there's some incredible businesses that we could bring along every single day.
Yep.
But loads of people already know they're out there.
Absolutely.
And for me, we've got some people like Matt, who I'll introduce you to in a moment, who are employing people, they're growing, he's young, he's got a different outlook on life,
sure.
As opposed to us oldies, but it's really interesting to work with people like this, and what they get from working with us oldies and what we can take from their new approach is really exciting.
Absolutely.
But so many of these people nobody's ever heard of, and these are our clients just as much as some of the ones that you have heard of. So I can bring you a mix, which is my privilege.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, I think it's good to have that mix, and it should inspire people to look at things differently.
Absolutely brilliant. And I couldn't agree with you more. It's always good to introduce new people in. It's inspiring for the next generation of people. This young man sitting opposite me is a young man, and we're going to talk to Matt in a moment about his experiences so far in business. Mm-hmm. But it's really brilliant. Excuse me. It's really brilliant to introduce new people into the business community of Kent and to shake it up and to give a different perspective.
I agree.
I had a meeting yesterday with some interesting folks from an organisation called Creative England.
Mm-hmm.
They're a funding organisation.
Yeah.
And they are looking to fund with real cash money into digital, creative start-up and growing businesses, and they got hundreds of millions of pounds that they're looking to invest. And we were talking about these kind of things, and we were talking about how new people coming into the business environment are shaking it up. Young people have got a very different view on things. Cool. Just before we start talking to Matt, pointing viciously at Nettie.
Go for it.
Yeah, why don't you tell the listener, just for the one listener that doesn't know, just a brief background to Rift Group.
Rift Group generally, or Rift Accounting?
Well, whatever. With whatever you want.
I'll talk about Rift Accounting because that's the business element of it, although we have got Rift R&D, and we should talk about that another time. But Rift Accounting was set up really to work with SMEs, to look at these growing businesses, these young entrepreneurs, and looking, or not just young entrepreneurs, any entrepreneurs, who want to grow something and do something different. But rather than just crunching numbers, this is about how we can support these people to grow their businesses. So whether that's from having regular chats with them, getting them to tell us what they need, what the difficulties are in the business, and that helps us to partner with different people. For instance, I think it was about 3 months ago, I was talking to one of our clients, and one of the biggest issues they were having was how much money they were spending on a regular basis on foreign exchange. So we've done some research in the market. We've now partnered with a really exciting company just north of London who does money exchange very, very differently,
right,
and much, much cheaper.
Okay.
So it's things like that, by having these conversations. Now, businesses can tick along without having to chat to me or some of my colleagues, but we don't get the same insight into what those businesses are doing and what they need us to do and help them with. So it keeps us our finger on the pulse.
Fantastic.
I call us non-traditional accountants.
Okay. I like that. I do like that. Non-dinosaur.
Destiny.
Yeah. Survivals.
Yeah. The few that are left.
No, absolutely. And I totally get that. And you know I'm a big fan of Rift. You're my accountants as well. I'm a big fan of Rift and what they're doing and trying to innovate in what is or has been seen as quite a traditional kind of boring. I was trying to avoid those kind of words, really.
It's true. Yeah. I don't think people come into us, I hope they don't come into us and think, well, they were a boring bunch.
I can guarantee that. I can absolutely guarantee that. Yes, absolutely. Shall we move on?
Let's.
Shall we introduce the young business person that you're introducing to us via the Counting House?
I will.
Why don't you introduce her? Let's make you do some work. You're the show sponsor as well, so you might as well do all the work too.
So are you getting your money's worth?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm delighted to invite Matt along today. Matt has grown a business that he can talk to you about. And like I said before the show started, I don't believe that Matt has grown because he's riffed as his accountant, but I do think what we've helped to do with Matt, and he can tell me if I'm wrong, possibly not on air, what we have helped to do with Matt...
I've just got your bill here. I'd like to discuss it.
What we have done with Matt is he's really taken advantage of the quarterly reviews that we offer to our clients, the unlimited accountant and tax advice, so that I believe Matt has a good relationship with the accountant that he works with, and we have regular chats, and it's really about... Sometimes when you work on your own to run a business, there's not the people around you to talk to run your ideas past, to do all of those things, which I think I've never once turned around to Matt and said, I think that's a daft idea. But at the same time, I think sometimes it's about helping to steer, making someone think about something differently, and just helping them and working with them and as they grow. And when they grow, looking at what you do next to make sure it's all done in the most efficient way for your business. So I'm delighted to invite Matt along today. Quite funnily, when Matt and I first met quite a while ago, we realised that his younger brother went to school with my daughter. So
making you feel old, Nettie?
It really is.
What a shame.
But there you go. We've got over that, haven't we, Matt?
Just about.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time Mr. Matt Velvick of KDC Cleaning. Matt, welcome onto the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Where should we start with this? I'll tell you what, I've got to ask you, I'm really sorry about this. So how old are you, mate?
25.
You're 25. He's knocking on a bit now. I know. So, 25-year-old entrepreneur, you are one of the 30 under 30.
30 under 30.
Can we just explore that a bit? Because a lot of us older people, I nearly said gits, shouldn't say gits. A lot of us older people out there may not know of that, you know, because I qualify for that twice.
And a bit.
Hey, don't start. So tell us a little bit about 30 under 30, if you wouldn't mind.
30 under 30 was something I was introduced to by Rift. We were having our quarterly review and we're talking about things. And Nettie said to me, you know, this is what you should be going for. These kind of things should be moving forwards and, you know, getting some acknowledgement for what you're doing as well.
Sure, yeah.
And Nettie pushed me forwards to that. And then about a month or so later, after that had been put forwards, I saw myself in there, you know, and it's kind of where I'd visioned seeing myself, but I'd done nothing to put myself that way. I'd just been focusing on growing the business, but been hiding behind the scenes, so to speak.
Yeah, always worthwhile, a bit of a hide.
So the 30 under 30 is in Kent. It's a Kent-based thing, so it's looking at the 30 entrepreneurs that are growing who are under the age of 30.
Absolutely.
And where did you come, Matt?
14.
14.
Okay, nice one.
Pretty good.
Well done. Excellent, because there are a lot of young entrepreneurs in Kent. There's a lot of stuff happening. So that is, you know, you might be going, oh, well, 30. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young entrepreneurs starting businesses all over the place. You know, there's 70,000 small businesses in Kent alone now and growing at a fast rate. And I want to explore some of that with you, if I may, Matt. First of all, tell us what KDC Cleaning do, because we couldn't possibly guess.
We're a commercial cleaning company. Right. We specialise in cleaning doctors' surgeries and schools, although we'll clean absolutely everything in between. We provide a daily service, so we'll go into businesses and make sure that their premises is ready for the next day. They've got a clean working environment. And I've tried to take a turn, sort of like what Nettie was saying about accounting possibly could be seen as quite a boring subject. Cleaning can have that same impact as well.
Absolutely.
And we're doing some things a lot different from what other companies are doing and probably what anyone's done before with cleaning in the commercial sector. So it's just to sort of take a turn on it. I think that's why we've sort of experienced such fast growth,
right,
because of the way we're doing it.
Okay, we'll explore that in a minute. I want to start at the beginning.
Sure.
What inspired you to start a cleaning company?
It's not an exciting story.
Making up. That's what we do. Yeah. Well, I was in the jungle.
The part of that is there. I used to want to always be in the police, and they weren't recruiting. I needed something else to get into. I could never sit still. I tried to start a business originally, and at the time I didn't have... I had family and stuff to support, but I didn't have any sort of business mentors or anyone that was already doing that kind of thing.
Sure.
So I eventually gave up, and I did end up in the jungle. I went to Thailand for 3 months.
I gave him a hint there, didn't I? Yeah. Nicely worked in, Matt. Nice.
I spent some time travelling and stuff, and then when I came back, I had my head screwed on, and I knew what I really wanted to do. So I started KDC Cleaning back in 2012. Gradually, over the last 4 years, we've built up and grown. We now employ just over 100 people. And I've just built that up and grown and grown and grown.
Wow.
Like I say, now specialising in doctors and schools.
I love this. And the reason I love it is I operate as an angel investor. I invest in startup businesses. It's one of the things I do for getting rid of money I don't want. And the interesting thing is so many people come to me with really wacky business ideas that are way out in their field. And everybody thinks they have to spot a gap in the market or they have to invent something new. But the vast majority, 99% of businesses, are just doing something that everybody needs in a slightly better way.
They're doing it well.
And doing it well and doing it with quality. And that strikes me as something that you've done. And, you said to me when I asked you, well, it's not a particularly inspiring or it's not an exciting story, you know, because cleaning is boring just like accounting. The vast majority of business is boring. You know, it's just work. It's just really hard work. And you have to do stuff. So you started this business... this cleaning business. When you started it, Matt, did you specifically say, do you know what, I'm going to target an area of the market for cleaning, like doctor surgeries?
No. At the time, when I was starting the business, I was willing to work with anyone that wanted to work with me, as you do.
Yeah.
But we quickly formed a really good relationship. My attention to detail is massive, and I'm a perfectionist at heart, and it's where I...
Is he OCD, Nettie?
Yep.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at him.
Yeah.
You know, this is how he turns out every day.
Yeah, right, yeah. He's just got up, hasn't he?
Looks like he's
for the listener that doesn't know, he's the most well-dressed person in this studio by about 1,000%.
No, I think your shirt.
Oh, my shirt takes it. That's obviously, but I didn't want to overshadow the boy. He's trying hard. He's got a pinstripe suit on, a tie and everything.
Yeah,
tie
blue
pin.
Tie.
He's got everything. Blue tie, which is cool. Yeah, sorry, Matt. Yeah. We do try and be serious sometimes here. So you were saying, you're a perfectionist and you wanted to do something, right and with quality.
Yeah. And that sits perfectly well in medical environments because the standard has to be so high.
Absolutely, yeah.
They get audited by lots of outside bodies, and I decided to invest all my time into learning all about the requirements that they need to meet. Mm. So then now we provide training to staff under a standard called BICS, British Institute of Cleaning Sciences, and it's all about the investment in our staff so that they can take pride in what they're doing, which then replicates back to the customer, and they continue that and have a long-term relationship with us as well.
Absolutely. So can we just step through, because I'm fascinated by this, and I think your kind of story is inspiration, yeah? And it doesn't have to sound exciting, things aren't always exciting, are they? I own loads of businesses. Most of the businesses I started were just that hard work and plodding on doing stuff. I want you, if you don't mind, Matt, to just give us a flavour of how long ago you started, how you started the business, what are the first steps that you took? You sat there one night at your kitchen table or wherever you were and you went, do you know what, I'm going to clean doctor surgeries and I'm going to clean them better than anybody else does. What do you do from then? You go out and buy some marigold gloves and some and some J-cloths and we're off and running.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We 4 years ago, so I started. I had no idea how to market a business. It was sort of Googling research. I didn't know anyone that run a business. So I went straight down the most basic route of getting flyers done.
Yeah.
And then I went out and I spoke to people. I knocked on every single door and every single shop in Ashford Town Centre. And I probably got about 1,000 no's that day.
Yeah.
And then I was just about to walk past the final place and I was going to give up. And I turned back and I went back in there. And it just so happened that day that they needed their cleaners hadn't turned up and they needed a quote. And it kind of shows that mentality that you've just got to keep pushing.
Absolutely, you have. Yep, you're absolutely right.
And that opportunity that you think possibly not worth it, that's the one that you're potentially going to miss as well. So That was from my day one, which I...
You're absolutely spot on. It's perseverance. You just got to keep on keeping on in the face of so many no's, you know, because one of the great things that most salespeople will tell you and most entrepreneurs will tell you that you work out, you know, 1,000 no's will lead you to a yes eventually, and you just got to work your way through the no's until you get to the yes.
If you're convinced enough that what you're doing is powerful and you've got a great message and service that you're trying to deliver... Mm. People will buy into that. You've just got to get your message out to enough people that, you know, want to get on board with you.
Absolutely. So when did you start KDC?
KDC was 2012.
Okay. So 4 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've grown massively in this last year. But that was because we spent so much time, myself personally, learning about business. Everything's just growing now. And, you know, probably we're going to double in size this year.
Wow.
But that's only possible because of all that background knowledge I had to do. And I was working in the business. I cleaned for myself for 2 years.
Yep.
Built up around, and it just kept going and going, and I employed staff, and subsequently it kept growing.
Yep, absolutely. I love this. I really do love this, because it's just, you know, it is, you know, you speak to a lot of entrepreneurs and they go, oh, you know, and I invented this widget that goes ting and stuff like that, and you go, wow, blimey, that's really clever, and nobody else could have thought of that. Whereas this is just a business based on perseverance, and I don't mean that to sound in any way derogatory, because you've actually built this based on quality, clearly, and the fact that you offer a brilliant service. But as you yourself said, you know, if it's not the kind of thing that a lot of entrepreneurs think about doing. And I love the fact that you twigged very early on that it's about two things. It's about selling what you do, and it's about your enthusiasm, passion and belief in what you're doing, and your willingness to keep going with it until somebody else believes in you, and then you're off and running.
Yeah.
And then you grow the business. And you seem to be the kind of person to me that's quite excited about learning as well.
Yeah, if I can learn, I'm happy. If I'm learning something new, if I'm moving forwards, yeah, growth is massive to me. If we're growing, then I'm excited.
Absolutely.
I can't stay still. We've got to go, and we've got to go big.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, for a young entrepreneur, so I'm trying to work about, you had been 20, 21 when you started the business. You've been a short time, really. I'm sure it seems a long time to you, but, you know, for everybody else, it's a short period of time.
Yeah.
And you've grown from zero, or from yourself, to 100 employees, you say?
Yeah.
And as far as your business is concerned now, Matt, how are you running it? And what I mean by that is, you know, do you now have a team that help you run it? Or, you know, what's your role in it? Are you still cleaning? Or are you doing, you know, it doesn't look like he's cleaning, not dressed like that.
Not in this uniform. Yeah. I still have a very hands-on role. I really, really love training. I love teaching people. I've done a lot of that in the past as well. And it means that we can create consistency as well across the board. But as of next month, there'll be someone that will be taking over from that role from me, and they'll be putting out my message and my level of consistency across the board. So I run it myself. There are supervisors that help on the day-to-day activities and operations that are going on.
Yeah, of course.
And it is all about putting a team around you. That's why we're growing so fast now, because we've got things in place and people around us that are guiding us, you know, because they've made the mistakes or they've done it before in the correct way, and it saves me so much time now. And I think the first 3 years, or maybe possibly 2.5, it was mistake after mistake. You know, you do something good and you learn and you correct it and you go again.
Absolutely. And to be honest, you know, that never really ends. No. You know, if you're going to continue to push the envelope, if you're going to continue to grow, you're going to make mistakes, because you're always trying something new and you're trying something different. And those mistakes can be just time mistakes, you know, that something that doesn't work now that may work at some point in the future. You're absolutely right. You just got to keep pushing the envelope. This won't mean anything to you. Probably won't mean anything to anybody here, but years ago there was a chap called Tom Peters, and Tom Peters was a management consultant, and he wrote a book called In Search of Excellence, and it was the first management book that ever reached number one on the bestseller list. And back in the 80s, he was a huge personality, and I was lucky enough to speak on the same platform as him. And he, in London, at the QE2 Centre, and he was saying, you know, look, there's some things that you need to know about business, which is this. He said, you need to keep pushing the envelope. You need to keep trying. Failure is the only way to succeed. And really, if you haven't been fired a couple of times, by the time you're 30, you're just not trying hard enough. And, of course, it was a room full of corporate executives that all took a big shark and take a breath and then ignored him for the rest of their careers, of course. You're right. It's about pushing the envelope. It's about trying stuff. It's about failing, getting up and trying again.
Absolutely. There's lots of people out there as well, like and what made me realise that as well is a really good example. The 30 under 30, there's lots of people that are really, you know, they're going for it. They've got ideas, they're taking action, and they're getting done. That idea may not be the thing that gets them to wherever they're trying to go, but eventually they'll get there because they're just going to keep pushing.
Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you, if you don't mind, and feel free to tell me to mind my own business. When you started the business, I have a lot of young people that come to me that go, do you know what, Paul, I want to start a business, but can you give me money? And my answer to that is no. And there's a huge number of reasons why, but I'd like to hear from you how you actually got your business off the ground, if you don't mind telling us that.
Yep. I started with zero money. I just got back from travelling. I've been in Thailand and Australia, and I had not a penny to my name.
I know the feeling.
I knew what I wanted to do, and I had my plan. I'd had 3 months to be, you know, planning it over and over again. So I started. I worked for my dad to earn extra money so I could afford to buy the leaflets. I then went out and bought the leaflets. I got some jobs. The first two jobs I did myself. I was using the money whilst I was working for my dad to then pay for the jobs I was cleaning up in the evening. The first ever job I got made me £30 a month, and it just about covered the phone bill that I needed so that people could actually ring me to, you know, to choose me as a business to clean their office.
I love this boy more and more.
I told you you'd like him.
Yeah, no, he's just great story. He's just my kind of person, you know. This is it. This is how it works. Yeah, sorry, mate.
No, keep going, mate. It just about, like I say, just about covered my my monthly phone bill. Yeah. But it allowed us, and I was willing to take risks. I had nothing to lose at the time either. Sure. So we grew from there. I'd done it all myself. I then got another job and so on, and to the point where we started to recruit. It was that same thing again, not turning away. Someone rang me on a Saturday once and said, you know, can you clean our offices tomorrow? And I thought, I don't really want to clean an office on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, I learned, don't turn things away.
Yep.
I went and cleaned it, and that turned into my first big contract. That company is a nationwide company. We do their southeast offices, but it was from that clean that I'd done that day on that Sunday where they said, this is fantastic, can you do it every day? I said, yeah, sure, okay. So then we ended up getting staff for that job, and it just escalated.
Fantastic. You're absolutely right. My old mate Richard Branson, who you may have heard of, he quite often says that if you're in a business and you're starting a business and somebody asks if you can do something, it doesn't matter whether you can or you can't. The answer is yes.
Absolutely.
And that is absolutely true. You don't want to get up on a Sunday, go clean something. But if you're going to run a business, that's exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're 100% spot on, young Matt. So what's the plan from here? Where are we going from here, Matt?
Well, we're going to keep growing. That's what really excites me. This year, by the end of the year, I'm hoping that we're going to push to double in size. We've got a real good plan. And we, like you discussed earlier, we've tried things that have failed, which at the time didn't work. But we're doing that same thing now.
Yep.
We had sales staff initially. That didn't work. Mm. We've done it again now, but we've done it in a different way. And that's working. You know, they're exceeding everything that I've expected we could have done.
Fantastic.
But it was just wasn't the right time. And maybe I wasn't the right person to be doing it at the time. But it's working out now. And we can move forward because of that.
Brilliant. We could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time.
Am I allowed to interrupt slightly?
Of course you are, yeah.
One of the things I would say with Matt is that he really does take on board different things, but he's learned really very quickly and very easily that surrounding yourself by the right people makes all the difference. Yeah. And we've had so many conversations, haven't we, around that.
You've got to have people
you've
around
you. You've got to have it that you trust, that you like, that work hard, and that you can take seriously. Yeah. If they're not right for you, doesn't mean they're bad people. It's just not going to work.
Absolutely.
And let it go.
If I use Rift as an example, I'd use many other accountants, a different accountant every year until then. Hmm. But I wanted someone and a company that I could work with that was much bigger than me and had goals much bigger than I do at the moment.
Sure.
So that I can aspire to be like what they're doing.
Yep.
And also someone that can understand the vision and where I'm starting from, rather than doing sort of what Nettie said about having the sort of old typical boring accountancy side of things.
Absolutely.
Know, they make it exciting.
It's one of the things that I always advise in my mentor workshops with young people or anyone starting a business. Get some good people around you. The biggest thing that you need in business, the three things you need when you start, are a good accountant, a good insurance broker, and if you need it, a good lawyer to draw up your articles of association and your shareholders agreements if there's more than one of you in the business. And those things are essential when you start any organisation. They're the kind of things that most people don't think about because they think, well, I'll do that later when I've earned some money. You can't do that. And having good professional support people around you is the number one priority, because all of us, and you nailed this, Matt, you absolutely nailed this, it's about learning. It's a learning process. None of us, I've been in business for myself nearly 4 years, who said that? And I still learn things every day, mostly by doing them wrong, or getting letters threatening me or whatever. But you do. And, you know, and I ring the folks at Rift and I go, uh-oh, I think I made a boo-boo. And they go, don't you worry, Paul, we'll sort that out for you.
After
you've
laughed.
Yeah. That's after they fell about on the floor and go, not him again.
Really?
No, you're absolutely right. Matt, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're almost at the end of the show. We've been talking about this such a lot. So, tell you what, give us a shout out for your website, how people can find out more about Matt and KDC Cleaning and all the things that you're doing.
Great. You can find us on kentcommercialcleaning.co.uk. New to Twitter, Matt Velvick. I'm only just on this week, but follow me on there. And I'm going to start posting more about what I'm doing.
You're going to get inundated, mate, on there, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. I apologise for that. So check out his website. There is a link on the Kent Business Radio website to both Rift Accounting and to Matt's company. So do check both of them out and have a look at them. For the moment, Matt, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. We wish you much success in doubling the size of your already substantial company and, you know, keep on keeping on.
Great, thank
brilliant
you.
Stuff. Thank you. Nettie, thank you for introducing us via Rift Accounting. It's always a pleasure to have you here in the Counting House. On Channel Radio and the Kent Business Radio Show.
Thank you. See you again next month.
We'll see you again next month.
I don't know if I'm going to top Matt next month, but, you know, we can always try.
Absolutely. I, you'll pull something out of the bag. You always do. I know you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining
us.
Yeah.
Been a pleasure. Cool.